independent candidate Ralph Nader is a wild card this election year, much like he was 4 years ago. Nader's showing in the 2000 election is widely believed to have helped throw the race to George W. Bush. This time around, he has qualified to appear on the ballot in 9 of the 18 close swing states. We've called Chuck Todd, the editor of the Hotline National Journal's political tip sheet, and we ask him to give us an update on the Nader campaign. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is Ralph Nader campaigning, and what's he telling voters?
Well, most of his campaign has been about ballot access. It hasn't been about any specific issue other than that. He's almost offended that he can't get on the ballot and that the Democrats are working so hard to keep him off the ballot. They challenge him. Wherever he gets on, there usually is at least one round of challenges, and it's worked to, for instance, get him off the ballot in Oregon.
Well, I mean, he's more than offended. He's actually come out quite strongly and said there's something of a conspiracy in the Democratic Party.
Well, if it were a conspiracy, then no one would know that that was going on. I mean, the Democrats are pretty upfront about it. But I tell you, one of the reasons why they fight him so publicly is that the Democrats are also trying to send the message to folks on the left or the progressives saying, look, we do want your vote. We care about your vote. And this is going to be our way of showing you how we care about your vote.
What about the Republicans trying to help him get on the ballot in some places? In Michigan, for instance.
Right, where they did a lot of work, yeah.
45,000 of the 50,000 signatures were submitted by the Michigan Republican Party.
And in Iowa, the same way. It's been a lot of Republican help. I think that has actually only helped the Democrats' cause to try to say, look, you know, this is nothing more than an attempt to hurt Kerry. It helps justify that the Democrats are trying so hard to keep Nader off the ballot. It does actually keep the coalition on the left, I think, more together when they see that the Republicans want this.
Well, who is Ralph Nader's message appealing to?
I don't think it's appealing to anybody, to be honest. If he were talking about anti-war stuff with Iraq, which there seems to be an opening to do with Kerry, then you would at least understand where he was trying to appeal. But he hasn't done that. He has really just kept his campaign focused on ballot access and focused on this idea that the two-party system is no good and we need more than that. But again, that's what's so bizarre about this, because there is a ready-made issue for him out there, this Iraq war, and he does not seem to want to tap into it.
He is on the ballot in several battleground states. When will all the challenges be done and the ballots sort of set, and we know which of these very important states that he is going to be getting votes in?
Well, we have some more deadlines coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then there's a few more challenges on the table. He should get on at minimum 20 states, a maximum of 30, but he's not made it onto some big states, including California, a place where he probably would have gotten a majority of his total popular vote.
Are there key states in which Nader still stands to tip the balance?
Look, I don't believe that anybody that does vote for Nader ever had a chance of voting for either Bush or Kerry. That said, it would be in those lean R states of Colorado, for instance. Lean Republican states that are in the battleground, but they're supposed to be Bush states at the end of the day. If Kerry wanted to pick those off, you could make an argument that Nader could cost him there, but I'll tell you, the better Ralph Nader does, it means John Kerry's campaign is floundering. If Kerry starts doing well in the polls and has a perception that he can win, Nader will not affect this race at all.
Chuck Todd is editor-in-chief of National Journal's Hotline, a daily news briefing on politics and campaigns. Thanks very much.
Thank you.